Boys. Good evening. Welcome to Anything That's Rock and Roll on KWFM Tucson. My name's Dave LaRusso. We'll get tonight's show underway in just a second. And I hope this Tuesday evening finds you to be in good spirits. We have a good show lined up for you tonight, including at midnight, Roads to Moscow's Rare Tracks, featuring, among other things, a couple things from the late Mark Bolan and T-Rex, and we'll have some albums to give away during that 12 o'clock hour as well. To start off with this evening, Joe Jackson's new album is called Joe Jackson's Jumpin' Jive, and what it is a tribute to the 40s swing tunes, and it's not done exactly rock and roll style, as you soon shall see. That's the Go-Go's on KWFM from their brand new album, Beauty and the Beat, a remake of their single from a year or so ago, We Got the Beat, Duran Duran before that, Girls on Film, Any Trouble from their forthcoming album, Wheels in Motion, Trouble with Love, and Joe Jackson from the new album, Jumpin' Jive, Cab Calloway tune. We the Cats Shall Help You to Reap This Righteous Riff. Good stuff from Joe Jackson. Either he's totally out of his mind or he's a genius. The truth probably lies somewhere in the middle there. Just getting underway this evening's Anything That's Rock and Roll. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Here's a little bit of reggae from Black Uhuru. The Ramones from their soon-to-be-released album Pleasant Dreams on KWFM. She's a Sensation. Still don't have the album, just a little sampler thing from them. The Rock Hats before that, Rockin' Baby from Live at the Ritz. The Clash, Lightning Strikes Not Once But Twice. And starting out with Black Uhuru from their new album Red, a song called Youth of Eglinton. 10:30. This is Anything That's Rock and Roll, and we do have a lot of good things in store for you this evening. At midnight tonight, Lee Joseph will be up from Roads to Moscow, and we'll be featuring some early British EPs and 45s of the late Mark Bolan and T-Rex. We'll also have some albums from Split Enz, Great Buildings, and John Cale to give away. I think we have 10 albums in all to pass out to you. And from 1 to 2 in the morning, of course, to finish off the show, it's your requests. If you'd like to get them in, try and do so before midnight, because it does get kind of confusing when Lee brings all his stuff up here. 792-9292 is the number. And we'll definitely get it on for you if we've got it around and it's in good shape. Next up, the group Visage has a real big article in the latest edition of Rolling Stone. They have a new EP out, a special low-price recording, with the long version of a song I've been playing for a while called Fade to Gray. Beat from their first album. About a year and a half ago, Twist and Crawl, the name of the song. X before that, The Once Over Twice from Wild Gift, Tom Robinson and Sector 27, Invitation, and Visage starting out, Fade to Gray, the extended version from a new 12-inch low-price EP of theirs. It's about 13 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. This is Anything That's Rock and Roll. Dave LaRusso, your host, as always, on a Tuesday night, featuring the best in new music from all over the world. And right now, a group from Australia. The album's been out for about a month, and it's real good. The group is called Ice House, and we're already playing two songs during the rest of the day and all that, called We Can Get Together and the song called Ice House. But there's some other great stuff on it. The track we're going to feature right now is called Boulevard. You're tuned to KWFM, Tucson's radio station for new music, every Tuesday night. That's Yoko's single, Walking on Thin Ice, at KWFM. I haven't been avoiding playing her new album, But the copy that was sent here from the record company is just a little bit too warped to play, so I've got another one on order. It is a good album from what I've been able to hear. Didn't really play on my record player too well, but I like what I've got so far. So one of these days, if Geffen Records sends it, we'll get some on for you. Joy Division before that, from Closer, now released and available domestically, the song Isolation. Ultravox, of course, Sleepwalk from Vienna, and Ice House from the debut album, song called Boulevard. Just about 5 minutes after 11. At midnight tonight, in case you're just tuning in, Roads to Moscow's Rare Tracks, Lee Joseph coming up here from the store. We'll be featuring about three or four songs from the late Mark Bolan and T-Rex, some hard-to-find stuff from him. Also, something from the first Greg Kinn album, MC5's Back in the USA, a rare Genesis B-side, and also some German Peter Gabriel, that, and a whole lot more coming up between 12 and 1 o'clock. And your requests, the request hour filling in nicely for the 1 to 2 o'clock hour, but there's still some room if you want to get one in. Other than that, we're having a fine time. Back in the 60s, there was a group called the 13th Floor Elevator, led by a fellow by the name of Rocky Erickson. Well, during the 70s, Rocky took some time off to consult with his muse, and now he's got a band together called Rocky Erickson and the Aliens. The album's only available as an import. It will be coming out in the fall on 415 Records. Here's a song called Creature with the Atom Brain. Tasmanian Devils on KWFM from their album Broadway High Life, Dirty Bop Party. Of course, they'll be in town in a couple weeks. They're not strictly reggae. They do play rock and roll or whatever, so definitely worth checking out, though, the Tasmanian Devils. Grace Jones before that, the title track from her most recent album, Nightclubbin'. The Giant Sandworms, of course, Docking Procedures from the tape they laid on me before splitting for New York. Haven't heard a word from them since. According to Brian, they're doing all right, though. And we started out with Rocky Erickson and the Aliens, Creature with the Atom Brain, from their forthcoming American released album. We've been commercial free since 10 o'clock and will remain so till 12 midnight. Hope you're enjoying the show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll head right back into the music with some stuff from David Johansen from his most recent album called Here Comes the Night, this track called Suspicion. Oingo Boingo from their album Only a Lad on the Outside, KWFM, and a drumbeat from the song that follows that one. Plastique Bertrand before that, Sa Plaine pour Moi, This Life's for Me, The Pills, Hollywood Doll from their EP, and David Johansen, Suspicion from his most recent album. 25 minutes away from midnight, you have 25 more minutes to get your requests in for new music for the 1 to 2 o'clock hour. I see the line is open at the present time, but keep trying. If you can't get through, you will eventually. 792-9292 is the number. Right now, a song from the Anything That's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, The Pretenders, or The Piranhas. There we go. Green on Red and the new version of Not Today from their forthcoming EP here at KWFM, The Plasmatics before that. Hot Summer Night from Beyond the Valley of 1984, The Cramps with Goo Goo Muck from Psychedelic Jungle, and The Piranhas, Space Invaders from a long time ago. 10 minutes in front of midnight, we'll do another set, and then it's time for some rare tracks. Roads to Moscow, Lee Joseph just got here, we're sorting through the stuff. Some good things in store for you tonight, including your choice of Split Ends, Great Buildings, or John Cale albums. We'll be giving those away between 12 and 1. I think we're even going to brew up some trivia questions for you, so put your thinking caps on, kids. Here are the Equators. It's a group called The Brains from their second album, Electronic Eden, Dream Life, the name of the song, here at KWFM Tucson. Niccolo before that, I Love the Sound of Breaking Glass, and The Equator starting out from their LP, Hot, the song If You Need Me. It's exactly 35 seconds after 12 midnight. How you doing, Lee?
Pretty good.
What's going on, my boy?
Oh, quite a bit, actually. Come down to the store and mention you heard this on the radio, and we'll give you 10% off the used LPs and imports.
Roads to Moscow is a rare tracks.
Yeah.
So we'll do a special. Sounds good. 10% off on used albums and all import albums.
Right.
Well, that's a good way to start the show off.
Sure is.
What are we going to hear tonight?
We got all kinds of stuff lined up.
We haven't sorted through everything yet.
B-side of a Devo 45 from England. Cut off television album, some stuff off Mono, Sergeant Pepper's, Rare Pretenders and Police.
Sounds
and
good.
And some oldies.
Well, let's get right to it with the Police, or the, wait a minute, take two, the Pretenders from a flexi disc. I've played this before from a British fan magazine called Flexipop. You're all out of these.
We're all out of these, but we have two other ones.
And you do get Flexipop on a regular basis.
Right.
And they chock full of great reading matter, I'll tell you. The magazine's not so hot, but the flexi discs are always right up there.
Oh, yeah.
You're the Pretenders. What you gonna do about it? That's Peter Gabriel, of course. A little different. The German edition of his most recent album, Games Without Frontiers, from it. Before that, Devo, B-Stiff, from the B-side of an early single of theirs. The Police, a live version of Message in a Bottle, that from a picture disc.
Right, it's a picture disc shaped like a badge, and this is the only way this is available, and we have a few of them down at the store if you want
on
to come
the picture
check
disc.
Them out.
Okay, and we started out with The Pretenders. What you gonna do about it? From a flexi disc from a British fan magazine called Flexipop. You're listening to Roads to Moscow's Rare Tracks here on KWFM. Lee Joseph from the store down here. Coming up next, we have some oldies for you, including the Lovin' Spoonful, a few other things.
Seeds.
The Seeds. What else? As the train rolls on by.
Kind of an updated version of Hey Little Girl.
And a
little bit of soul.
A little bit of soul. And after that, we'll be getting to our Mark Bolan... whatever. our feature on Mark Bolan and T-Rex tonight, and we'll also be giving away some albums. Your choice of Split Enz, most recent, Great Buildings, or John Cale. We'll be right back. So if you like the music you're listening to tonight, stop by and check out Roads to Moscow, 831 North Park, across from the U of A. And if you head into the store, mention the fact that you heard this show. They'll give you 10% off on any import album or any used album in the store.
Righto.
Now for some tasty oldies, we'll start out with the Lovin' Spoonful on Roads to Moscow's Rare Tracks. The Music Explosion. A little bit of soul. KWFM and Roads to Moscow's Rare Tracks. Stiv Bader's and the Dead Boys before that from there. Is that their only album?
No, it was the first one.
The first
they had a
album.
Second one, too.
With a remake of Hey Little Girl, which was originally done by...
Syndicate of Sound.
The Syndicate of Sound. The Seeds, Sky Saxon and Friends, Can't Seem to Make You Mine, and The Lovin' Spoonful. And it's 6 o'clock. It's about a half past midnight. We'll take a break here and return with a trivia question, give away some albums, and then we'll do our feature on Mark Bolan and T-Rex. All right, stop by and check out Roads to Moscow, 831 North Park, across from the U of A. Okay. Well, since you brought in a Beatles trivia book, we might as well ask a Beatles trivia question. So we've been searching through here. Didn't find any we liked in there. We came up with one of our own.
Okay.
Or was that one in there?
No, this is one of yours, Dave.
Okay.
Okay, the question is, what was the name of George Harrison's first solo album?
What was the name of George Harrison's first solo album? Okay, if you can tell me what it is, you'll get your choice of Split Enz, most recent album, or Great Buildings, or John Cale. And we'll give 5 away now, and 5 away towards the end of the show. The number is 792-9292. Here's the late Mark Bolan, T-Rex. Mark Bolan, KWFM, and T-Rex. Three songs from them, 20th Century Boy, Jitterbug Love, and Hot Love. The man definitely died before his time. Great stuff from them. I don't believe any of those songs were issued over here. He did a lot of stuff that was just European release.
Yeah.
All of these that we played are just European singles and EPs.
Well, yeah, they're all British singles, and we have them down at the store.
Okay, and while you're on the topic of what you have at the store, you've got some new stuff in.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff. More Beatle collectible stuff. The Bobbing Head Dolls, Tytax. We have one program left from 1966. Got a bunch of Yellow Submarine memorabilia. And we'll soon be having box sets of all the John Lennon records that were ever made, except for Two Virgins and Life with the Lions.
That's a German report, if I'm correct.
Right.
And that just made me click here. Our trivia question. We gave away the first five of our 10 albums to give away tonight. The question was, what was George Harrison's first solo album? Well, it was Wonderwall Music. At least that's the first album that appeared with his name on it. He didn't play very much on it, or if at all. I'm not even sure if he played
a lot of hired musicians.
It was for a movie soundtrack, a lot of Indian musicians, most of it recorded in India. But there you have it, George Harrison's Wonderwall Music. We have five more albums to give away. We'll do that in a few minutes. We'll take a break and come back with some rare Greg Kinn track from his first solo album. Tonight, stop by and check out Roads to Moscow, 831 North Park, across from the U of A. And we'll remind you one more time, if you mention you heard the show here on KWFM, Roads to Moscow's Rare Tracks, they'll give you a 10% discount on all used albums or import albums.
Right.
Let's continue with some of the new stuff you've got.
We'll be getting a large number of imports within a couple of days, all kinds of new stuff. We got a few books in, Rude Boy Book, Pretenders, Clash, Ramones, Gary Numan, much more. Also, Hal made the last issue of Slit Magazine, which we also have available there, that has a number of new Tucson bands in it.
Okay. Stop by, check them out, Roads to Moscow. We'll continue now from the very first Greg Kinn album, a song called Don't Expect to Be Right. Television from their first album, Marquee Moon, out of print for a couple of years now. The song Friction, MC5 before that from their second album, Back in the USA, and Shaken Street and Greg Kinn from the very first album of his, Don't Expect to Be Right. 5 minutes before 1 o'clock, this is KWFM and Roads to Moscow's Rare Tracks. Just about finishing up, we have time for one more thing and we'll do a trivia question. What we'll finish up with, a few songs from the Beatles' mono version of Sgt. Pepper. We'll hear the songs. Which ones?
Lovely Rita, Good Morning, and the Sgt. Pepper's Reprieve.
What makes them so different from the stereo versions?
In the 60s, it was common practice to mix mono mix at a different time than a stereo mix because they had troubles with phasing and things like that. And so, because they do it at separate times, the mixes would be totally different.
Mm-hmm. Some of the things to look for.
The applause tracks.
You can actually hear them.
The end of Good Morning with the dogs barking and the end of Lovely Rita, the voices.
Totally different.
Right.
And since we have some John Cale albums and some Great Buildings albums left, all the Split Ends albums are gone. We got five more of the John Cale and Great Buildings, so we'll ask a John Cale-type trivia question.
Okay, what was the name of the label the Velvet Underground was on? This was a subsidiary of a bigger company, but if you can give me the name of both, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, and you can have your choice of either John Cale or Great Buildings until one or the other runs out. Thanks for stopping down, as always, Lee.
Sure thing.
We'll
see you next week.
Roads to Moscow's Rare Tracks. Stop by the store, check them out. The Beatles on KWFM. Lonely, Beatles, closing out this week's edition of Roads to Moscow's Rare Tracks from the mono edition of Sgt. Pepper. Quite different. And thanks again, Lee. It's 5 minutes past 1 o'clock. This is KWFM Tucson. We're into the last hour of Anything That's Rock and Roll. We'll have news at 20 after. But betwixt and between and afterward till 2 o'clock, it's your requests. We'll start out with the Fabulous Poodles. Surfers, or Green on Red as they're known now. Green on Red, the name of the song. Before that,